I-N-G.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
S-I-E.
Seriously ignorant.
Damon Williams will be performing at Jokes and Notes in Chicago tonight. But now he's on the phone because he's in Los Angeles where he played the J spot. Damon Williams, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Jay, and Sybil.
What up, D?
Morning, sir.
What's happening?
SIN Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports on a criminal who found out that karma bites. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as the people that just took a shower and then took a dump. Maddie, that's okay. I'll just get some of those scented underwear.
That's how we do it, Sim.
You hate to have it in that order. Yeah. But anyway, a Florida man was pulled over by the cops after they spotted him weaving through traffic. Now, he was determined not to go to jail, so he jumps out of his car and runs down the street and jumps a fence that surrounded a water treatment facility. So he got away from the sheriff, but what he didn't know is that water in the water treatment facility also contained alligators. Yeah, so the gators bit the hell out of him, man. He had wounds to his face, his arm. So when the police heard about this guy in the hospital who fit their description, they went down there and locked him up. Yes, that was their runaway driver. So this proves that you can't escape the long arm of the law, or in this case, the jaw. Seriously. As serious as the miracle that O.J. Simpson's head has gotten even bigger.
It's a miracle.
He in jail for taking a helmet he can't never put on again. All right. Now, again, have you seen the trout? Man, that dude here big.
But anyway. It is huge. It is huge, man.
A Kansas man was spotted in a diner attempting to steal tips off left on tables. See, that's why I never leave tips on the table. I don't even trust the bus boys. Plus, you know, they say we don't tip anyway. So I make sure I tip and I tip well, and I make sure the tippee sees that I tip. In fact, I have put money or tip on the bar, and the bartender ain't paying attention. I'll pick my tip back up until he looks, and then I'll put it back down again. Just to make sure he know I'm tipping. I try to represent for our people. But back to the story. When the witnesses saw that he was still in the tips, they confronted him. So this dude picks up, of all things, a butter knife. And he threatens one of the employees with the knife. Now, you know a butter knife can't stab nobody. So a butter knife, you can use a butter knife maybe to tighten the screw, but a butter knife ain't going to break the skin if you try to stab somebody. So I guess the customers just laughed, and they rushed him and pushed him out the door until the cops came. So they took him to jail. Seriously. As serious as a male flight attendant that's not gay.
Those are some pretty serious
people. Report to you live. And on my way back to Chattown, your chief correspondent, David Wood.
Thanks for working at the club, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, David.
You're right. A male flight attendant that's not gay
and he ain't playing around. He's very serious.